106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Good morning, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. Two things today, a little deep dive, fascinating facts. Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm.
Whole Foods is only the sixth biggest seller of organic food in the U.S.
Really?
And that was kind of their thing. They used to be called Fresh Fields.
Right.
And then they morphed into Whole Foods, became this big nationwide chain.
Owned now by Amazon, too.
Owned by Amazon. Only the sixth biggest seller of organic food. Number one, Walmart. I know I could have given you all day. Walmart. Costco is second. Mm-hmm. Followed by Kroger, Target, and Safeway. I think it has to do, obviously, with reach and grasp, volume, and number of stores.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
Nonetheless, interesting that Target. I don't think of Target for food.
Me neither.
It's not the go-to thought, you know, Safeway, maybe. You know, Walmart, only if it's a super Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Because not all Walmarts have food. You know, the one in Martinsburg, they have everything. Shotguns, kumquats, canoes hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
So,
you know, Target, I guess the one in, several of them that have the upstairs, downstairs, which I like that. Put the cart in the little, you know, escalator.
Right.
The cart escalator that locks it in along with all your stuff.
And it says, you can't, please take your child out of the cart.
Kids like to ride it, but they're not supposed to.
I'd want to ride that myself.
Of course you would.
But you see, you're like, oh my God, they have food too? This is so convenient. Everything's right here, like the Super Walmart.
Yeah. The first time we went into the one in Martinsburg, it really was. We spent all day there.
Of course.
It was a lot of fun.
Well, you got lost. You couldn't find the door.
And I don't know how spiritual a person you are. You know, that's a personal thing, your own relationship with your own spirituality. And, you know, we all realize we came into this world one way, we're going out another. You know, a lot of it, you know, in between is what we're in control of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know unless, you know, unless you take certain steps in life that, and even then, the great answers are what happens afterwards, mm-hmm. you know. Who is listening, looking, you know, do I answer just to myself? Am I being inscribed in a book? You know, is somebody literally going, okay, well, I think we're going to...
Yeah, on June 12th.
Send him south. Yeah. He's not coming up here.
Mm.
I don't know how all of that works. We all have our belief system. You would think a Dalai Lama, certainly in the world of Buddhism, you've reached sort of the pinnacle on this earth of the belief system in Buddhism, that you're a leader, that you are the spiritual guide, you're the light upon which shines on your flock,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For lack of a better word. In the 17th century, the sixth Dalai Lama, so he's got five other Dalai Lamas to help guide him.
Sure.
Rejected living as a monk.
Oh.
Didn't want the whole cloistered thing. I guess didn't want to, you know, a lot of meditation, a lot of peaceful things. Speaking of organic food, you know, raising food and making wine. Rejected all that. Instead spent his life womanizing, drinking, and writing love poems and songs.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney lived in the 17th century. I didn't know that, but...
Yeah,
that seems like it goes the antithesis of...
Do you think the previous Dalai Lamas, if they were alive, they'd be like, we didn't know that was an option.
Well, the Dalai Lamas after that went, hey, sign me up.
Yeah, please.
Put me in a burgundy frock. And,
yeah, because the shoes, I bet, aren't comfortable.
The shoes, probably not.
The sandals. I imagine that. It's like,
well, some people like to live their life in flip-flops. This guy just brought along a blender. He thought he was the Jimmy Buffett of monks.
Wow.
He's like, I have plantar fasciitis. I need some Kanye shoes.
And I guess that was his calling because...
it worked?
Apparently it did. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked. You know, who's going to tell you no, right?
At that
on
point,
Earth, on
no
Earth.
One. No one.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't smote in some way,
mm-hmm.
I guess it was okay. You know, there's a temple over there in Poolsville. You and I could drop by and say, is the womanizing section and drinking and love poem and song section?
Is the Dolly here? Hello, Dolly. Can we talk to the Dolly about which?
Do you guys ever mention the sixth Dalai Lama's name? Is it verboten even mention his name?
Oh.
These I'm going to have to go do some more research.
I'd like to, yeah.
And find out if they just, you know, they go from 5 to 7.
You're like,
they forget the sixth Dalai Lama.
I can sign up for the sixth one. Can we do that?
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Billy Joel, Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann.
I should thank you and Lisa Jack for a birthday gift you gave me. Of course, now it's July.
Mm-hmm.
It was my birthday in July, as it is each year. It always seems to fall on the same day each year.
It's amazing how that works.
28th of July.
Yeah.
And you had gotten me, both of you, a gift card to buy an Olympic jacket, because normally when there's an Olympics, Macy's has a deal with Ralph Lauren, and they have, like, Olympic gear.
Right. The official gear of the Olympics.
Well, strangely, it never got to Macy's. I guess the demand was so high, and who knew? I didn't. I always had no problem whatsoever getting my Olympic merch this year.
Mm-hmm.
None. So...
So sorry.
So you instead bought me these nice pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Oh, well.
Now, I'm going to show you. Now, I went through each one of them.
Nice.
And I thought they were two, and I want you to look here.
Oh. Now,
right, oh.
Now.
Aviators.
Aviators.
Very nice.
And they have a blue hue, a blue tint to them.
I'm digging the blue.
And will you just put them on, Jack?
Oh, my pleasure.
See, because I do like them.
So, do I look like Tom Cruise or Joe Biden? Tom Cruise or...
Hey, baby.
A little of both. Yeah.
Hey, now if you got some caps and Botox, you could be Joe.
This is nice.
So, and like they're polarized. They're great.
Polarized. Yeah, check these out. Very nice. Lisa looks good in aviators. Not everyone does. You have to have the right face for it. Lisa looks like a badass.
Everything is so, like... crisp and clear.
Yes, because the world looks better in polarized sunglasses.
It does.
Yeah.
The only problem, though, and I got the Macy's. I am a big fan of, and always have been a fan of Macy's. They were very lovely, very nice. Now, when I walked out of the store,
yes,
and the bright sun was hitting me in the eyes with these blue tinted aviators,
yes,
I realized they're absolutely 100% useless, because the sun blinded me. It was like intensifying the orb.
I don't know that you can look directly in the sun with any sunglasses.
I mean, as I walked out the door, I'm like,
So you're saying they're more style than they are functional.
Fashion.
They're going to look great in selfies. They're going to look great.
Fabulous in selfies.
You're in an event. Boom. Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
Hey, Jimmy's wearing some smoking shades.
But
his eyes are closed.
Yeah. Other than the fact his corneas are now burned to a crisp.
Well, I'm sorry we got you such an ineffective gift.
I feel terrible now.
I do too.
Well, you
what
both
a horrible choice.
Again, you guys, you failed me, and I want to.
I'm very bitter. You made the choice.
You're very bitter.
You'll find a picture of Tom Petty and Lisa Ann and I playing this song on our Facebook page.
She's a good.
106.9 The Eagle, British artiste John Wade, missing you on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa. Here's our late night update. Stephen Colbert and James Corden in today.
A Grateful Dead t-shirt from the band's original 1967 merch lineup has just set a record for the most money ever spent on a vintage rock shirt. It just sold for $17,640.
Wow.
That's almost $20 more expensive than a t-shirt at a Kanye concert. $17,000 for a t-shirt from the 60s. Just like the countercultural revolution would have wanted.
Humans have spent millennia asking God, why do bad things happen to good people? And I've spent the last 5 years asking, why don't bad things happen to former White House strategist and man licking his lips, staring at a wounded pigeon, Steve Bannon? Well, it is possible. It is possible that my prayers are about to be answered, because Bannon is one of the top witnesses that House investigators want to talk to about who planned the January 6th insurrection. They subpoenaed him, but he refused to cooperate. So last night, the committee brought the gavel down and voted unanimously to recommend charging Bannon criminal contempt. Criminal contempt makes sense to me, because I feel a lot of contempt for that criminal.
And we wanted to tell you about this. A woman from New York has filed a class action lawsuit against Kellogg's. She claims the company is misleading buyers about the contents of its products, saying, and this is true, that strawberry Pop-Tarts don't have enough actual berries. Because clearly this woman, an adult consumer of Pop-Tarts, takes her health very seriously. I'd be outraged if I found actual fruit in a Pop-Tart. Right? I don't want to mix business with pleasure, you know?
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
Do you feel drained when you think about cooking? The simple act of cooking,
yes.
Is that draining to you?
Yeah,
I'm not talking about grilling, Jimmy, because guys grill, and you know we think we're cooking, and most women or chefs or people who really put forth it would beg to differ. I say, is it hot? Is it tasty? On the plate, done?
Yes.
There's dinner.
Yeah.
I cooked. So people want to spend less than 25 minutes cooking a meal. We saw a couple of organizations, groups that put together basically a meal kit for you. And they give you the 5-minute option. And I'm thinking, in 5 minutes, you can't do much cooking. They give you a 5 of 15 and no more than an hour. And I'm thinking, if I'm making an anniversary dinner for Lisa, or, you know, we're having people over, an hour does not sound unreasonable. That's, you know, but I'm thinking, you know, what am I doing in the half hour? Can we get, you know, like a 10-minute cook?
But yeah.
It takes that long to heat the oven. So 25 minutes is the absolute max we want to spend cooking anything. And that's from prep to ready time.
That's
hard to do, isn't it?
That's the Stouffer's lasagna, and even that takes an hour and...
Takes 90 minutes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's an hour and a half to heat a Stouffer's lasagna. So I don't know that we're going to get what we want, but most people right now say, I do not want to spend more than 25 minutes from prep to finishing the meal, because it's exhausting. I think when, you know, we had the whole lockdown pandemic thing, a lot of people continued to go to work, so they were just as busy. So maybe their routine didn't change. I think those whose routine changed and you had all day, you know, to work, let the dog out, go back to work, you know, send a report, answer a phone call, you know, start dinner. It was different. It was all right there. So it didn't feel like you were stopping your day to start cooking. It was all part of the flow. I'm assuming that. It doesn't say. People are just, the thing right now is like the 10-minute meal, so that you open the box, and I'm not sure what you can do in 10 minutes.
Microwave. I mean, I'm trying to think what you can do up my sandwich.
You'd have to, like, prep everything way in advance, so you have your little bag of chop this or chop that. The meat's already prepped, because it was frustrating me that you spend twice as long cooking and preparing the meal as you do consuming it. You set the table, everybody eats, and in 15 minutes, everybody's gone. And like, what?
And you know what? I understand that. And it would be very frustrating from your standpoint to go through all that, because you're the one who usually shops. You know, in a lifetime previous to this, I would shop and I would cook. And I, you know, we have a kitchen nook now. No complaints. We're grateful to have it. But you spend all that time, and literally, as you say, either somebody's watching TV while they're eating it, Jimmy, or, you know, it's gone in 10 minutes, and it took longer than that just to bring the groceries up from the car.
And then you have to clean up. You got to deal with the pan and the dishes.
So I think we're feeling just frustrated with that right now. And that's why, and I find this sort of a godsend, and it's the simplest thing. And we're not necessarily plugging Wegmans. We love Wegmans. We love Common Market. You know, there are a lot of great places to shop. We love our friends at Giant, have shopped there for decades. Wegmans has this brilliant little package that has broccoli or asparagus,
green beans
with the butter in it.
Butter boy.
You put a little slit in the top, pop that bad boy in the microwave, and I'll tell you what, if you follow, I think it's 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, depending on the vegetable, it's perfect, and it has just enough butter on it.
So good.
That is the kind of thing I think we're looking for. Not necessarily a box with all the ingredients, but a couple of companies will sell you that. They've shopped for you. They send you the box, but then where do you put it? Unless you have three refrigerators with a lot of shelf space.
Right.
It takes up an awful lot of room. Anyway, the thing right now is to enjoy the meal for at least the length of time it took you to cook it. And I think that's part of the reason that 25 minutes seems reasonable, because within 1 hour, it's done.
Absolutely. Right? Yes.
Because if you spent an hour cooking and they ate it in 10 minutes, you'd be like, well, wait a minute.
Well, Jimmy, you like to cook, yeah. And you cook a lot. What's your average prep time then?
Within an hour. You know, it starts from everything from preparing, you know. I try to start an hour before I think we're going
to
eat.
Now, Richie brought up to you the other day that you wanted to try some different things. Richie is a little tired of the Taco Tuesday, Wednesday edition. Well, most Americans now, like 71%, say they are tired of cooking the same recipes and the same things over. They really want to learn to cook other things, but they don't want it to take more than 25 minutes.
I think that's called Uber Eats in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's why we ate at Manaloo in Frederick yesterday.
Oh, that was so good.
Fabulous Italian food, and somebody else cleaned up afterwards. Well worth every dime. 106.9, The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Luciana. The whole hard seltzer trend has officially hit the wait, this must be a joke, stage. Now, we have a son who's a fan of the seltzer, and we had a get-together, and we brought some for him. And we got one of those flavor packs.
Right.
That offered many flavors. They
They looked good.
Well, does the packaging influence you as to how you think it's going to taste?
Sometimes.
Good. Because a couple of them did not taste good. No. I will say they were really just too funky.
Yeah.
They were sweet and weird at the same time. They were like a, what are the sweet tarts? Mm-hmm. They were like a sweet tart
drink
with carbonation.
Yes, that's a good description.
Tastes like baby aspirin.
A little like, St. Joseph's baby aspirin.
That's what I think sweet tarts are, baby aspirin.
It's a little like that. So anyway, a couple of them were outstanding. I will say I got it. And, we enjoy the same one together. So the others, you know, of course, when you bring beverages to someone's house, you leave it.
Yeah.
You don't take it with you. You bring it to leave. And he said, you can take these with you. Like you didn't have the room in the trash can for them. But nonetheless, Bud Light is selling a new eggnog flavored hard seltzer.
Oh.
I mean, and I love eggnog, but I got to tell you, that does not sound tasty.
I don't want malt liquor in my eggnog. If you want to put some rum in there, put some dark rum in for me, please.
I don't want carbonation in my eggnog.
No. Now, I told you about the Rieta bag. This is part of a new 12-pack called the Ugly Sweater Pack, which they also did last year. You may remember that. We chatted about it. But three of the flavors are new: Seltzer Nog, Sugar Plum, and Cherry Cordial. Now, that one could be good.
Sure.
Because a Cherry Coke is great, right? Mm-hmm. Very tasty. The fourth one is Cranberry, which was also in last year's Ugly Sweater Pack. We did try that one. Honestly, I wanted more cranberry. I wanted more flavor.
I agree.
But that one wasn't bad. They'll be available nationwide starting November 1st. This comes on the heel of their fall flannel pack they started selling in September. That one included pumpkin spice, maple pear, apple crisp, and toasted marshmallow. No!
Apple crisp sounds good.
Apple crisp would work in this kind of beverage.
Yeah.
Again, I wanted more apple. We tried it. Mm. It wasn't quite apple-y enough.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you like apple cider.
Mm-hmm.
Hard cider. You're not going to be satisfied, I don't think, with the flavor. If you like a more subtle flavor, you may love it. But the eggnog one.
No, thank you, please.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. It's Whitesnake at 7:30. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisanne.
Somebody's marriage is ruining my life.
Whose marriage is ruining your life?
Luckily, not my marriage, thank God. So a friend of Richie's, a former co-worker, is getting married this weekend in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Hmm.
Richie is heading out in about an hour and a half to head down there for the wedding.
Well, it should be nice weather to drive. Shouldn't have a problem.
It would be. And since, you know, we have dogs and it's a to-do and I have stuff, I can't be out of work, you know, I'm staying here. It's not that I don't want to go to a wedding.
And in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah. Which I don't know if you know this. Sadly, when your forge gets pigeoned, it can be very painful.
Yeah. Who do you call to rectify that?
And then it forges all over your shoulder.
Please.
They say it's lucky, but, you know. Yeah. Mm. So what that means is now I will have to get up over the next couple of days like nearly an hour earlier than I normally do.
Well, we only have one more day of work this week, Friday.
But he won't be back until Monday afternoon.
So Friday and Monday.
Friday and Monday.
Right.
So it's really like...
So that's the most, to you, the most irksome thing, and it's ruining your marriage, you said.
Well, somebody else's marriage is ruining my life.
Right, because he's going.
He's going, and I'm going to miss him, of course.
No, you're going to miss him taking the dogs out. That's what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing.
I heard that.
Yeah, well, because, you know, and I can't imagine what it would be like with children. I can't imagine.
Oh.
And I really give credit to all moms and dads and single moms, single dads, and parents who are together. I can't imagine what that's like, because I know what it is like with dogs. I can't imagine if they talk back.
We enjoyed it so much. We had five kids. So just want you to know. Wee! it's a lot of responsibility, but it's an awful lot of love,
well,
you know,
sure.
Give and take. And, you know, there are those magical moments that just not only make it all worthwhile in that moment, but, you know, I guess that's sort of why we're here, to procreate and propagate the species,
well,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But I laugh and I think about how easy things are for, as a dog owner. It's like, they're not going to tell me they don't want that for food. Whatever I put in their bowl, they're going to lick every morsel out of it.
And they're always happy to see you. And they're always happy when you talk to them.
Yes.
Right?
But the difference is, Jimmy, what happens with children is eventually they're old enough, you don't have to walk them outside anymore to go potty. They can go on their own.
Have we ever walked one of our kids outside to go potty?
No.
I've seen kids potty outside. But,
oh, well, yeah, but, Connor.
Though,
yeah.
But the issue with that is, you're right, Lisa, they do, but then they have their opinions of their own. See, with the dogs, whatever I say is the law.
Well, your dog has an opinion about it, but you can't hear it.
No.
That's,
no.
You can see it on their face. You can see it in their body language. But that's about it.
And it's not like if I put kibble in their bowl, they're going to go, I'm not eating that. And they go to Richie and go, I want to eat this. And he says, yes. So a lot of that is, it seems easy, even though.
Easier than trying to make meals for five kids who all like different things.
Exactly. And, you know, I can't imagine how horrible it would be if, let's say, you do take your kids outside. And you have to bring little bags with you all the time.
Oh,
and,
for gosh's sake.
That would be embarrassing for everybody, I think, right?
Absolutely.
Like, social services shows up after a while.
You made the right choice, dogs.
Music while you work.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann here on 106.9 The Eagle. Listen, there's always good news in the world. It doesn't matter what day it is, what time of day, what else is going on in the world. I think sometimes they're small gestures, sometimes they're grand gestures, but nonetheless, they're meaningful enough for us to share with you. A cop in Palm Coast, Florida, pulled a 3-year-old kid from a burning building on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
And his chest cam got it all on video. He found the child hiding under a blanket in a burning building.
Wow.
He stayed until he found him. 4-year-old kid in New Zealand recently called the police because he wanted to show them his cool toys. So, a cop swung by his house, confirmed that his toys were, in fact, very cool, and talked to him about what 911 is actually for. In New Zealand, it's actually 111, but nonetheless.
Mm.
So he had a little lesson, a gentle lesson, in reassurance that the police do come when you call the emergency number.
So they cuffed him?
Stuffed him.
Okay.
Yeah. But they did give him a yoo-hoo on the way to the clink.
Nice.
So sure. A guy in Canada bought a lottery ticket in August, forgot about it until earlier this month. That would be me. Mm-hmm. I always forget. Where is that ticket? It's found. He found it in his wallet. He didn't look there first. Check the numbers. Guy in Canada forgot the lottery ticket, found it. $20 million.
Whoa!
Later.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I think you need to clean out your wallet, sweetheart.
I mean, the million would have been enough, right? We told you about a guy who found a million yesterday.
Now, that guy's going to have cool toys.
He's going to have very good. The cops are going over saying, dial 111 anytime you want. An Iowa couple in their late 90s recently celebrated their 77th anniversary.
Oh, my gosh.
And the nurse who helped care for them at home organized a photo shoot because they didn't have any actual wedding photos. Their names are Royce and Frankie King. He's 98. She's 97. They got married in 1944 and didn't get any pictures.
Let's just say World War II was still going on when they got married.
Cameras were busy. So their nurses helped them renew their vows and did a whole photo shoot of the wedding. He wore his old Army, his old Air Force uniform, which still fit. Wow. They found her an old vintage wedding gown from the 40s. They are absolutely adorable. And he's laying one on her in the You May Now Kiss the Bride moment.
Oh, I was like, wow, good for him.
Please, please. There's your good news on the Eagle.
Anytime you need to feel good.
Jack Diamond is your friend.
Said, what's your lot and number?
Dogs getting married. Cats getting rescued. Charity's making the quotas. Making you laugh when we can.
Virginia Alexander.
Good news. Lee Sands, witty banter.
Good news. World knows another Eagle.
Good news. Patrick and Hagerstown.
Good news. Now it's time for Jack Diamond.
October 21st is the International Day of the Nacho.
All the nachos you can eat.
You brought me a nacho.
Yeah, all the nachos you can eat.
Get some nachos.
International Day of the Nacho.
I am Nacho.
This Nacho.
Nacho!
Nacho, Nacho Man.
I guess today is.
I want to be the Nacho Man.
Nacho Day.
You knew it had to go. Nacho, Nacho Man. You knew it had to. I don't know why we need an International Nacho Day, or technically, Jimmy Alexander, Luzanne, it's called International Day of the Nacho.
Oh.
That sounds more highbrow, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When you're allowed to eat them for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I like my nachos with a little more salt and a little less. If it doesn't have enough salt, not interested. Do like salsa. Do like guac. Prefer the fresh salsa to like the jarred. Really like when it's, you know, the table side thing. I know that can seem very gimmicky, but table side salsa and guac are outstanding.
You know it's fresh because they make it right there.
Right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't need all the rigmarole.
Jimmy can eat an entire bowl in probably 7 minutes.
It's fascinating to watch.
He can eat the second entire bowl within half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them gone.
That's fair. The one thing, though, I do not like in my nachos, I don't want refried beans on my nachos. A lot of people, I don't need that.
Soggy.
I'm not a fan of the loaded nacho, but I will say the cheese and maybe like onions or one other thing on it, pretty tasty.
Mm.
Now, you don't like the onions, but
no.
It is a great vehicle, let's be honest here.
Oh, sure.
If it can hold up under a tablespoon of guac, and it can hold up under wet salsa, it's an excellent vehicle for shoveling whatever into your mouth.
Pardon me, L.A., I don't want the fake cheese on it either.
No, I don't want the cheese whiz. That's popular.
Yeah.
In fact, they use cheese whiz in some pretty high-end cuisine because it does have that taste.
They pump it.
Yeah, I don't want that. No.
No pumped whiz on my cheese, on my nachos.
About 81% of us love nachos. The other 17% or so say they like them. Only 2% don't like nachos.
Who are those people?
Less than 0.5% say they hate them.
Oh.
If they had a bad nacho experience.
I guess.
They had a bad date at the nacho consumption.
Maybe they got, like, they ate a nacho chip and, like, it cut their mouth. And so they just
would that
can't
be
do
enough,
anymore.
Though?
Could it, be.
I think maybe bad company. Something.
I think it's they got them from like a sports arena or something. Those are the worst nachos.
Maybe they were drinking bad tequila with nachos.
No.
So now they won't drink tequila or eat nachos. Because usually in college,
hand in hand,
you had too much tequila. You won't drink tequila. You won't drink tequila.
I won't drink tequila.
Me either.
One in four have eaten a full plate of nachos or more in one sitting. That's you.
Boy,
it doesn't say the percentage that I've eaten two.
You're glutton shaming me right now.
No, you're just a big fan of nachos and bread wheels and anything else that comes in a basket. It comes in a basket. Jimmy's eating it all.
I'm picking a basket. That was my nickname.
I have never seen anybody eat. At Morton's, they bring the big wheel of bread out.
Right.
Jimmy will eat the entire wheel of bread by himself and then ask for a second wheel and eat the top off.
He likes the onion part.
It's like the onion
it's
part.
It's like the muffin. The best part of the muffin is
the
top.
Muffin top. Our favorite nacho toppings in order, cheese, ground beef, guac, sour cream, jalapenos, salsa, and beans. I do like, you can do an open taco, I guess, with a little ground beef.
Sure.
You put a little guac or something. That's fine.
We don't need this. For me, Sour cream, I'm not. I love sour cream on baked potatoes, not on my Mexican food.
Oh, I have to have it. Oh.
And 3% of people say they only eat nachos when they're drunk. Wow. Nice of them to cut right to the chase there.
Do you want nachos? Of course not. I'm sober.
Enjoy International Nacho Day or International Day of the Nacho.
Jack and Jimmy.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. I'm Jack Diamond. That's Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. So if you're taking your kids trick-or-treating, tell them to think of this as a finder's fee.
Yeah.
Even if you do the drive-through. A new poll found the average parent will steal 5 pieces of candy from their kids Halloween night. I mean, procure.
Ooh. Please.
And so pinch a payday.
Yes.
Mooch a Milky Way. Sure. They'll snatch a Snickers.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of these people are lying by saying only 5.
I agree.
Do you?
I do.
How much would you take out of Connor's bag?
Are we talking full size or small?
Oh, if you take full size, you're allowed 1.
Yeah, I wouldn't take his full size because he'd notice that.
I think
exactly. He knows because he's already parceled out the bigger bars, the full size bars.
Organized it all, categorized it all, all in little piles.
And he has the trade pile. You're welcome to the trade pile, but you can't have too much of it because he wants to trade other kids for them. So if you want more candy action, I guess, you'd better be quick about it. 25% of kids will eat all of their candy by November 2nd. 81% will eat it all within a week. 56% of parents say trick-or-treating is their kid's favorite part of Halloween. Well, duh. What's wrong with the other 44%?
Doing the autopsy on the pumpkin? That's the only other thing that would be fun.
52% said that going with them is their number one thing they're looking forward to. And I will say I did enjoy that. That was fun. But, of course, we got to a point where all the other kids, you know, had left home. So someone had to stay behind. Yeah. That usually fell on me, but I did enjoy it. I always enjoyed seeing, especially the little ones, just precious. And you know, on the especially cold nights, when the little ones would come around trick-or-treating, and they'd be there in their little Care Bears costume.
Oh, sweet.
And they'd have their little pumpkin or their little bag. Mm-hmm. I thought, these kids look chilly. Mm-hmm. So I would ladle soup into their bag.
Whoa.
Was it pea soup?
No. It was a minestrone, please. Something hearty for the kids.
Messy.
That's my favorite Halloween
children
joke.
Love minestrone.
Favorite.
Love minestrone.
It was a vichyssoise. It was a cold soup. The average parent is willing to drive 4.3 miles to take their kid to a prime candy neighborhood.
Now go to the Ritzy neighborhood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You would definitely want to go to the Ritzy.
The packed-in neighborhood where you don't have a lot of ground to cover from place to place.
Just go to condos. Down the hall, up the elevator, down the hall, up the elevator. The top 5 spots where we expect the best candy are a friend or family member's neighborhood, densely packed areas and cities, apartment buildings, retirement communities.
Oh, dear Lord.
And cul-de-sacs.
I can't imagine. A retirement community would be fun.
My favorite place, next door neighbors, Ruth and Smitty.
Yes.
Ancient, lovely, sweet people. Handed out bags of candy.
Sure.
Told you there was a candy apple in there or a taffy apple, full size. There was a line. And that was the oldest couple in the neighborhood and the sweetest and the most popular. Harry, kid, Harry, you look like you used 2 bags.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much, buddy. Harry, you want my cigar?
Please.
The guy chomped a cigar longer. He had that little, like, 1-inch stogie sticking out the nub. And, you know, he was chewing on the other end of it. And I'm just like, what does that taste like?
Probably the same one. Same one for weeks.
It seemed like it because it never changed. It was never lit.
Sure.
It never was bigger. It never was smaller. It was, Harry, I'll tell you what, sweetheart. All right, where's your Moses now?
Please. I imagine if you go to Leisure World, they go, do you want Lipitor or do you want Ensure?
You keep eating candy like that, the Lipitor, shots of Lipitor for all the parents. Parents who go trick-or-treating with their kids will let them hit an average of 25 homes.
25?
We did at least
at
that.
At least that, yeah. I mean, there's some places where we would bring a wagon along and they could... You know,
we're not just talking about that little flexible flyer thing. Oh, no, we're talking about a hay wagon. You know what they drive through Middletown Valley? Yeah, we had one of those.
Well, that's because you had, you know, like your beverage cart like in the back as you could wander
that'd
along.
Let me say this. We did that one year, the beverage cart for the adults.
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Very popular.
But Connor probably didn't like being tied to the cart and having to pull it. he was dressed as a horse.
He had to bartend. We were schnockered. But no matter how long you stay out, 42% said their kid never thinks they got enough candy. True. I would tell you, there were times they came back with a pillowcase full of candy.
Too full for them to be able to. It was so heavy.
And then we'd come back with another.
Yep.
And I'm like, what are we doing with all this? There's no way you're going to, oh, yes, we are.
If I was a parent, I'm like, okay, let me think here. I'd say this to my kid. Be like, listen, we have 19 bags of candy here. Why don't we just cut out the middleman? You keep all that we bought. That's yours.
When we had five kids pour candy into the middle of our great room, I felt like Pablo Escobar divvying up cocaine. That's what it looked like.
They're kooky and they're funny. Lisa and his Jack's money. Jimmy O's Jack Money. It's the Jack Diamond Show. The broadcast barn's their home base. While you ride to the rat race, it's DC's haunted fun place. It's the Jack Diamond Show.
Pumpkin spice. Look at Jack Diamond's eyes. It's Halloween, guys.
Your haunted invitation from the heart of our nation. DC's classic hit station. It's the Jack Diamond Show.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann.
I was taking a walk the other day in my neighborhood, and I took a turn to the right, which I normally take left, and I just took going somewhere different. And I realized that even in a neighborhood that I've lived in for 6 years, I got lost in the neighborhood I live in. Which then I, as I kept walking, I'm like, okay, I'll take a turn up here. And I kept turning and going to different places that I had no idea where I was. And I'm looking around. And it, again, it's in my neighborhood.
And it's a hill. I mean, it's not like it's, you know, flat. You could wander miles in any direction. You're on a hill. So if you keep going, you're going to go around the hill.
I guess I took a hook shot when I went around the hill. And, like, you know, she'll be coming around the mountain when she comes, you know. Well, I
ended up on another hill?
Exactly.
Oh,
and another,
wow.
You know, as a switchback.
Oh.
And as I backed the switch, I took a wrong turn. And it was embarrassing because I'm at the point, it's like, he's lost. You know, like.
Did you have the dogs with you, or this was just a little exercise?
Well, just me out there, and I was listening to an audiobook, and it's called First Friends. It's about the presidential best friends.
Oof.
Boy.
I know that. And I was
How distracting that would be. I would be distracted trying to find something else to listen to. That's how I'd be turning this off.
Oh,
wow.
Well, and, you know.
The presidents themselves aren't interesting enough. They're friends.
Well, you know, I was riveted, Jack, because anytime you can hear about Franklin Pierce's best friend, Nathaniel Hawthorne, you know.
Oh, all right,
Nathaniel
Hawthorne. This is different. I thought you were like B.B. Rebozo, not the best friend of your friend.
Did I tell you?
Oh, please. No, you didn't tell me.
That is
Nixon's friend.
That is chapter 8.
Oh, jeez. I've been around you too long.
What does chapter 8 say?
I can't see it.
Chapter 8 right there. Richard Nixon and
B.B. Rebozo.
And 9 is Bill Clinton and our friend Vernon Jordan. But nevertheless.
Vernon Jordan, who won't talk about Bill Clinton, but yet.
We had him as a guest years ago. It didn't go well. Nevertheless.
He only wanted to talk about his book. Well, his book's about Bill Clinton, but he didn't want to talk about it.
Hey.
Like, well, wait a minute. The book's about, what would you like to talk about? The book. I said, you won't talk about it. Who's on first? You're off the air. We're done here. Thank you very much.
Can I tell you?
Really, literally, I had to say goodbye to him. We're 90 seconds into this interview. He refused to talk about anything to do with what he was on the air to talk about. So at that point, we're done here, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
And you know what they talked about in this part of the book?
What?
That book.
Oh. If only.
If only. So
how did you get home?
Well, as I'm like going around and I'm going, oh, well, these are nice houses. Oh, this is nice. I don't know where I am, but this is nice. I see a neighbor on a bicycle. I'm like, hey. And they're like, hey, Jimmy. I'm like, where am I?
Do you know where I live?
And he looked at me and he was like, what do you mean? I'm like, I've gotten lost in like in our neighborhood. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, and he looked at me like, are you okay?
Or are you kidding me? Or did you bang your head?
Wait, should there be an alert out for you? And
in Jimmy's case, it wouldn't be a silver alert. Yeah. It would be a red alert. Yeah. It's Jimmy's favorite color.
Well, thank you. So. And I had walked so far that I ended up being at that Sagamore Safeway near my house. I had.
Oh,
gone,
you walked up.
I walked up, and he's like, "Just walk one block up, and there you are, and you'll be exactly at the grocery store." I'm like, "Okay, thank you." And
it, can you find your way back walking from the grocery store?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you could.
Well, you know, and I told Richie, and he goes, "We can get to the point where you're going to have to Hansel and Gretel it back. Just leave pebbles on the way.
We're going to have to put a leash on you."
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann. I have a fast food hack. Ooh. Five Guys started in Northern Virginia. The very first Five Guys opened with the Five Guys.
Didn't they want you to be one of the guys?
They wanted me to be one of the guys. Mm-hmm. They actually came in to the show, the Jack Diamond Morning Show in Washington, and they brought their burgers, and we were knocked out. They're like a backyard barbecue burger, and I think that's why it works.
Right.
It's kind of like if you're tossing them on the grill, they do them like that. They put a lot of condiments on there. You want onions, you want lettuce, tomato.
Any way you want.
And the French fries are kick booty. So we met the people. We loved them. Nice, and they have become nationwide now. They couldn't be bigger. They may be worldwide. So there is a hack that if you are a Five Guys kind of guy or girl, you'll want to know about this because it's kind of cool. And a TikTok account called Healthy Junk Food did a video of how you can turn one burger at Five Guys into two burgers for free. And credit where credit's due. That's where I found it.
Is it you bring a hair, you put the hair in the bun?
No, nothing like that. No, and Five Guys doesn't mind this at all. Here's what you do. A regular burger comes with two patties. Again, generous. Ask for all the toppings on the side. They'll do that for you. And order an extra bun. The extra bun is free. They're happy to give it to you.
Really? No.
Then just move one of the patties to the extra bun, add the toppings yourself, two burgers, price of one.
Wow.
Now, obviously, you end up with two single cheeseburgers instead of a double. Lisa, what do you order?
Single cheeseburger.
Single cheeseburger.
Yep.
So Lisa and Connor would be thrilled with this. Their burgers are too big for a lot of people anyway. They're very generous. So even just one patty makes for a pretty nice meal. They do sell something called a little cheeseburger that only comes with one patty, but they're not that much less expensive, so the hack does save you a little money.
So could you get a triple and then ask for two free buns?
You know, I don't know at what point they...
Can I have a loaf of bread, please?
I don't know at what point they stop you from the free buns, but they've always been so nice. And I don't know that they have the peanuts anymore because of the whole COVID thing, but I loved the peanuts. And that kept you occupied while you waited for your food.
I like that.
Very, very smart. Good guys. There's your food hack of the day.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.